Good afternoon, everyone. The time is 12 noon. You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins. This is Live at Lunch. I'm your host today, Dennis, and I'm here with Herman Gosch.
Thanks, Dennis.
This is Herman Gosch here on KRC's Live at Lunch, five-piece band. You've described yourselves to me. See, I don't have a whole lot of information about you guys. It's sort of been a real kind of quick thing today.
Yeah,
so.
We kind of threw it together. And
yeah,
thanks for having us.
Sort of last minute. You guys are running
I don't know how you
later.
Describe us. We're country punk, I guess. Or
country punk. I could see that.
Alternative country.
There you go. Because it is. It's got this kind of, I was going to say something swampy as
something
well.
Something swampy, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Bob.
Especially Bob.
Well, I guess we country punk band.
We should go around the room and introduce everybody, I guess, because it's I'm getting introduced to you guys too. Like I said, just kind of flew in here, so we'll start closest to me, I guess. Then on the electric guitar here.
My name is Dean.
Dean on electric guitar, and then moving back to our bass player here.
And I'm Dan.
Dean and Dan.
This and is I'm gonna Bob.
Dean, Dan, Bob.
I'm Nathan Perry.
Nathan. And in the back there.
I'm Eggplant Blurple.
Eggplant. You got it.
We spelled the dot.
Well, it's great to have you guys in here, even if it's kind of last minute. We'll get
here.
To know you guys, I guess, I'll get to know you guys, and everybody out there will get to know you guys at the same time. So, great. Let's go ahead and just go right into another song, then,
right.
And see what happens.
Called Careful With That Shovel, Slim, in honor of a hero of ours, Slim Cessna.
All right.
Goes like this.
I'm
son of a bitch.
Here today on KRFC's Live at Lunch. And, boy, I'm just kind of guessing from things, Nathan, that you might be the leader of this band of rebels.
Yeah, you might call me Herman Gosch.
You might call you Herman Gosch, if you had to have a nickname.
We don't.
So how did you get these guys together? How did this band get started?
Well, see, I met Bob and Dean down at the Mercury Cafe, where we're regulars of the open mic down there. I've known Eggplant here for a long, long time. And Danimal we picked up at the Lion's Lair open mic.
All right.
Danimal's been a regular at the Lion's Lair and Cricket for a long time, so I've been his acquaintance, but we just brought him on as the bass player not a week ago.
gotcha. And everybody else? Let's see. Did you miss anybody? I don't know if you did. But, yeah, it's sort of an eclectic mix of people from open mics, you said, so it sort of got together through that that whole kind of scene. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff going on in Denver and some of these kind of underground
clubs. We're having a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, the open mic scene's pretty cool down there. Dan comes all the way down from Boulder to do that, and so I'll tell you something. He has to take the bus.
So you guys all from the basically Denver-Boulder area then.
Yeah.
And how long is it? You said Dan's only been playing with you about a week or 2 weeks. And,
how long
is the band?
We had some turnover. We got Eggplant here about a month, 2 months ago, I guess.
And, okay.
So we did some turnover. We're just getting back into the scene and looking forward to doing a lot of gigs this summer.
All right. So where are you guys playing, let's see, in general? Are you guys mostly playing the kind of open mic scene then, or are you doing...
Let's see. We played Little Bear a little while ago with the previous lineup.
Lion's
Lair. Larimer Lounge.
Coyotes.
Curtis Street.
Those kind of places.
Uh-huh.
That sort of Denver club scene.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, hoping to take a tour this summer, so we're kind of gearing up for that. We got our Gauchemobile outside. It's a 17-foot long van with loaded us all up here. It got us here just barely. Just a little bit behind schedule. A
couple of minutes right before the show. That's what it sounds like. So, but that seems like how you guys roll. I'm just sort of listening to the music. That's how you guys roll. So, well, great. We've got Herman Gosch in the studio today. Are you playing anywhere up in Fort Collins coming up, or?
We don't have anything booked. You know, there's a lot of cool clubs up here, though.
For sure.
I know Avogadro's number is one of the bigger venues, but I've also heard of a couple other places that we could would be scoping out. So
quite possibly.
If anybody's out there, give us a call.
For sure. All right. Well, we got Herman Ghosh here. Probably keep the music thing going.
All right.
That's what I'm guessing.
This
so
could be a Woody Guthrie song that we've adapted to the modern political climate.
All right.
Three, four, I'm going down the road feeling bad, Lord. Going down the road feeling bad. Going down the road feeling bad, Lord God. Ain't gonna be treated this way. Lay down in jail on my knees, Lord. Down in Abu Ghraib on my knees. Down in Abu Ghraib on my knees, dear God. Ain't gonna be treated this way.
Quick one. A very quick one. I wasn't expecting... I wasn't expecting that one to end that quick. But it would have got through. Now, so you are sort of... I mean, you are mixing this kind of folk and country kind of thing with punk music, which I don't think a lot of people would think to do.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you feel like we're pulling it off.
So, is your background... I mean, I'm guessing, Nathan, that you do a lot of the songwriting, kind of arranging and pulling everything together. So, what's your background then? Did you kind of grow up listening to punk or folk or what? How did it start?
A lot of just rock and roll, really, you know, like Jane's Addiction and Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and gotten into the more country and folk stuff later on in life, like last 10 years or so.
So what are you finding are these sort of connections? I mean, you must have to
I don't know exactly, but I started writing country songs kind of, you know, impromptu, and that actually was what led me to more get into the, you know, the folk and country music, you know, as for listening pleasure.
Okay. You know. So what, you know, if you're listening to all this rock music, then what was it that sort of made you start to like this kind of country thing?
I guess it's the songwriting that I do is really lyrically driven. I enjoy writing lyrics and, you know, maybe road trips and whatnot. Actually, I wrote this song, I guess maybe we'll do it next, called Ogallala Exit to Lake McConaughey. And, and I wrote it in a car, and I had a melody, you know, all scoped out for the lyrics. And, you know, it was a lot of fun later. And I sang it in the car all the time, years before I ever wrote the guitar part for it. So, and that was, and when I did that, I just enjoyed it a lot. And I think that was kind of the birth of that.
Okay.
That style.
So is that kind of how you do your songwriting? It's sort of loose like that?
A lot of it, yeah. But, you know, between that and working stuff out on the guitar first also.
Okay.
So, you know, whatever the impulse is. And then there's, five other songwriters in the band.
For sure.
All these guys are very talented songwriters.
So does everybody write songs for the band as well? Or?
There'll be four others, Nathan.
Four. Unless you have some sort of invisible imaginary person.
G.G. Allen.
That's right.
Very cool. So, but everybody has written songs. Does everybody play with other bands as well, or just kind of plays around on their own, or?
Danimal's in a band called Vague Terrain.
Okay.
Which is relatively recently gotten a drummer, and they're kicking it.
All right. But the rest of you guys just kind of having fun? And
I play in the Sloppy Omelette Band.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, a long-distance cooperative between Bob and Andy in – where's Andy live, Bob?
Mendocino, California.
All right. Yeah, it's getting a little easier to do that kind of thing now with the internet and I suppose the Postal Service. Been some bands that do that kind of thing, so okay. Very cool. All right, well, you said you had a song up next, the one about that you wrote in your car.
Okay, yeah. This is called Ogallala Exit to Lake McConaughey. All
right. You take the Ogallala Exit to Lake McConaughey. It's nearly half a day driving. Yes, we don't delay. We'll get to Bond, there's nothing on the radio unless you want to turn it to the station with the tourist information at Ogallala Exit to Lake McConaughey. You don't know how to read a map, it shouldn't matter anyway. By the kit there in the back, you're at the Ogallala exit to Lake McConaughey. Hey, you ought to bring along your boat, we'll do some surfing in the way. Warn you that it in California, but today you like some corn, we can cook us up a storm. You're at the Ogallala exit to Lake McConaughey. Fisherman, the cunning of a 30-odd. Yeehaw! Take the Ogallala exit to Lake McConaughey.
Ogallala Exit to Lake McConaughey from Herman Gosch here on Live at Lunch today. Thank you very much for joining us. And, I was going to ask you guys, what is your rehearsal process like? I'm trying to imagine, like, what you guys are like when you guys get together and just kind of hang out and play.
Haven't done that yet.
Not with the new lineup, but, we just get together and put the instruments around and pretty normal everyday thing as far as we're concerned, I guess. Somewhat orderly. maybe more so than we appear.
Okay.
Might have a little professionalism in us, but we don't know. We just got our new rehearsal studio on Colfax Avenue that we're excited about. Aside from the smell, it's quite nice. And
I've heard about some of those places down. Is it pretty bleak, or what does it look like in there? starting to decorate it?
Bleak.
Bleak.
Very white. There's a lot of cat urine.
Oh, that's fun. That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
We like it.
Has that...
You can't take chicks down there. It's too bad.
Nah, probably not. Probably not so much. Probably not the best. But are you finding inspiration in a space like that, though? Is it?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Yeah, it's our little...
Just listen to the ghosts.
Just listen to the ghosts.
Our little litter box. That's right.
It's your little... Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, at least it smells right, I suppose. Well, this is... Herman Gerson, so you've had a slightly different lineup over the years, is what it sounds like. Has it always been kind of loose? I mean, the band's sort of been people moving in and out.
Supposed to, yeah, the inception of Herman Ghosh was not until November of last year, and there really wasn't a Herman Ghosh at the time, and I don't know where Herman came from, really, but Eggplant here and Bob Schatz here. Bob played the cheese grater on one track, and Shane played Eggplant played...
Pork chop.
All right.
and then we kind of put the band together. Another our previous bass player was the harmonica player, and he was nice enough to on the album. He was the harmonica player, and he was nice enough to figure out how to play the bass and the harmonica at the same time. So
that's pretty good.
And then when we parted ways, Dan came in, and it was about that time that Jerry, our old drummer, split, and Eggplant was ready to take the reins, so.
All right. Pulled out of the dumpster.
Pulled Eggplant out of the dumpster, he said?
Yeah, He
brought himself out.
Yeah.
Well, very... Now, did you say you didn't know where the... Where does the name come from, Herman Ghosh?
It was something that I was considering making a stage name for a while last year, and I abandoned that idea, but when we made the album, it kind of reasserted itself. It's... Gauche means left in French or socially awkward, and maybe that's just how I feel. Herman is actually my great-grandfather's name. So
okay.
Something of a medley that way.
I suppose. Yeah. It seems to fit with Gauche as well. Like, for some reason, it seems like...
Yeah, I felt the same way.
It's a kind of eccentric name, but it's, you know, it makes sense together.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Somehow.
So Herman Gauche, and...
Perhaps there's a character in history somewhere that...
Possibly.
We'll run into somewhere down.
So you could make up a story about Herman Ghosh, you know?
Yeah.
Or I could see you guys writing a song like The Ballad of Herman Ghosh or something.
Maybe
you
know? Seeley Finch's brother.
Seeley Finch's brother?
Right. That's right.
Maybe some relation to like Holden Caulfield or something like that, or who knows?
About Seeley Finch, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got Herman Ghosh here in the studio. Do you have any gigs coming up very soon down in Denver?
We don't. Yeah. You know, we're wanting to get a few rehearsals under our belt and.
Sure.
But you can check out the website.
Very cool.
And we've got some gigs coming up. So.
All right. So what's that website? Is it hermangauche.com?
Yeah.
All right. So
we
you can go.
The dot.
You spelled the dot out.
Yeah.
That might get you a little confusing place on the web. But
don't spell the dot.
We don't
don't really.
All right. Well, you can check Herman Ghosh out on the web there. HermanGhosh.com. Do you have music samples and stuff up there as well?
Yeah. You can actually download the whole album there.
Very cool. Well, we should talk about that, I guess, when we come back, but why don't we go ahead and move on into some more music.
All right. I keep waiting for you to say we're going to take a commercial break.
Yeah, well, see, we're a non-commercial station, so we don't have those commercials.
Oh, okay.
You won't get any commercial breaks here. We might be able to pull out the album. I think I've got a copy if we do need a break, but...
No, we're good.
Right back without a snare drum stand.
Yeah.
And a couple butter nuts. Coming to you right now.
Time I meet a stranger in the street, like a rock across the water. Thinking life is like a river flowing, changing course, but always moves to the sea. Then there's you and me, talk about humanity, what it means to be happy in this world.
This is Herman Ghosh here on Live at Lunch today. We were talking a little bit about your CD. We should talk some more about it. You guys have a CD?
We do. We have a 10-song CD. It's called All Right With Me. We produced it at Eight Houses Down Studio in Denver, who Matt Van Leeuwen and Jeff Merkel run that down there on Walnut Street. And Blurple here was a good friend of theirs going way back to his days playing with Blast Off Heads.
All right.
And they recorded a lot of stuff down there. And Matt Van Leeuwen was just a sheer genius on it. He played a lot of the bass tracks and drum tracks and even a guitar solo. And I mentioned some of the other people that have played on there. Also, we had Steve Denny, who is now in Spain, working for a production company out there, and a wonderful guitar player. Brought him in because I wanted him to play a flamenco. One flamenco riff that I had envisioned for one of the songs, and he did that very well, but contributed tracks to five of the other songs that were just outstanding.
So how did the whole project get started? Did it start just kind of in your brain that you just wanted to do this project? Or?
Yeah, we'd talked about just wanting to do something, and I'd split up with a previous band in March of last year, and we I hadn't really done anything since, but I was just had an itch to get in there and do it, and we just kind of did it by the seat of our pants, and it came out really well. I was very happy with it, and like I said, a lot of that had to do with Matt Van Leeuwen, the sound engineer, who just made it come together really fast. And
so how long did it take then? How many?
1 week. Yeah.
1 week.
Yeah,
so
1 week, but eight hour days. So.
Okay, so it's a pretty solid week.
Just
playing. Week.
And then, of course, there's all that mixing and mastering time and all that stuff. Yeah. But and when did it come out?
Well, we put it up on the internet, you know, shortly after we were done with it in November or December, I think.
And, okay.
You know, it's just out there waiting for people to download. So
there you go.
Well, so and we all, it's also available on Amazon.com.
Okay. So
I bought two of them.
What what makes a band decide to you know put all this work into an album and then release it for free online? What was the kind of idea behind that?
I don't know. We sure didn't have anybody beating down our door to release it. So
I guess
and
that's
you
true.
Know there it was. The internet is ready to go. So.
Mm-hmm. You weren't really interested in making money, it sounds like, then.
Well, you know, we are interested
maybe
in making money.
A little interested, but...
Better to have it listened to than not.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I've seen that from a lot of bands. You know, they say, hey, we'll put this up for free, see how it goes, and see what happens with it. Well, this is Herman Gosch here on Live at Lunch. In a kind of Americana, you say punk Americana,
mm-hmm.
punk country, punk folk.
Yeah.
Punk is an interesting thing to kind of mix with all these different... you know, in
yeah,
many
I guess
ways,
it
like,
just means loud, right? Loud
yeah, well, fast. Punk is like, I mean, it's this whole different aesthetic to music, you know, this whole different approach, and it is more like a philosophy, I think, than a style in some ways, you know?
Yeah,
it's an
Blurple's
ethos.
Our resident theologian of
yeah.
punk.
Theologian of punk.
Yeah, I'm a mixture of chocolate pudding and corn.
This guy can quote Bible verses like you never
You see what I mean?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of like kind of Dada sort of thing in the whole, you know, in the whole. Well, and even with this band a little bit too, you know.
Yeah, just see where the pieces fall.
See where they do.
Ada, yeah.
Ada, there you go. Good,
nice.
Good term.
I like that.
Very good term. And certainly some pedigree going back a long, long way yeah. with that too. That you can claim. So,
at least in the 50s.
Herman Gosch is here playing some music for us in the studio. Do you have any tracks off of that album?
These have all been off the album so far,
very cool.
except for
okay.
the Lonesome Road Blues. But
all right. Well, good,
yeah,
good.
And if we've got time, we're going to play the whole album. So.
Well, there you go. You might just have enough time. So.
Right.
We'll see. I think we're getting ready for another song.
Okay.
So.
This one's called Granite Heart.
All right.
I'm not going to be slipping through your fingers to the ground. I'll be a mountain with my head up in a cloud of weather. Winds howl and rain pour down. Lightning and thunder scare the trees and shake the boulders. I hold them all together, wait for a change in the weather. See, you'll never claim this granite heart. Not gonna be sad, Nathan. Looking out this old
dirty
window on my mountain, I survey all eyes below. In the travel, both far and wide, I always have you in my sight. I wonder if it hurts like the inside.
is running out. Broken by the wind.
Herman Ghosh here today on KRFC's Live at Lunch. I'm trying to imagine in my mind what your fans look like.
So do we.
It leaves a lot to the imagination.
So what does, I mean, what, well, who is your average fan?
Kayla is our fan.
Kayla is your fan. She's sitting out in the lobby out there. I don't know if she can hear us.
Hi, Kayla. And that's it. So
that's it. That's your only
she's
fan.
She's the embodiment of.
Well, we can.
Fan
she's a good ghost bag.
Well, let's see. Describe her then for everybody out there. I guess.
How dare you?
But people like her. Like I can see people who like a mixture of things, or maybe people who are into punk or country. But it seems like it would take a special kind of person, you know, to be
a gauche.
It's pretty open-minded scene in Denver, I think.
For sure.
You know?
You get
a fan base of people that really go out to the bars and like to see live music, and as long as it's good, it doesn't matter if it's heavy metal or pop or a little bit of hillbilly rock and roll.
There you go.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Yeah. Well, it seems like there's kind of a scene in Denver of mixing up genres right now too, like what you guys are doing, you know, taking these elements and putting them together. And
sure, you can't help it, you know. There's all the stuff coming at you.
Just such a melting point. I mean, I think Denver's always kind of been that way, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how you guys are finding
it. I think so, yeah. You know, Slim Cessna's Auto Club, 16 Horsepower, those are some of the bands that I really, you know, emulate. And
yeah. Well, even some of that, you know, I can hear maybe a little bit of, like, Neutral Milk Hotel or some of that, like, you know, real indie kind of scene down there, too.
This
aesthetic. And it's very
Photo
like...
Photo Atlas. And
yeah, sure. Maybe just a little bit of that in there as well. Uh-huh. I don't know if you guys know those guys or anything, but I can hear a little bit of that in there.
Another band that we have some affinities with is PP.
Okay,
I've
sure.
Heard of them, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty big group down... Well, as far as size, I don't know how big they are as far
they're
as
huge.
In the scene.
They're huge.
But,
they are.
I've definitely seen them before down at a couple different places. They play all kinds of weird places.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, is that what you guys are finding too? Playing little? I mean, you're playing little clubs or bigger clubs?
Yeah, a lot of the same venues.
Yeah.
Sure. And have you met those guys? Have you played with those guys at all? Or
yeah. Duke Crowder and is a friend of mine, and Mark and
yeah.
They're a great band.
Seema.
Yeah. I think they were actually voted in Westward like the best band with the most unfortunate name or something.
Yeah.
I think I'd seen that.
I think that's intense.
Or as Jason Heller likes to say, PP is number one.
Is number one. There you go. That sums it up right there. So you guys know those guys. And,
so we're number two.
You guys are number two. Excellent.
We got the brown sound.
We try harder.
All right, we're listening to Herman Ghosh here on KRFC's Live at Lunch in the studio. You can check out their music at hermanghosh.com. We got about 20 minutes left, of music for you folks out there.
A soft song for you.
A soft song. Perfect.
Oh, except for that note. So many people out there, it makes sense to run. Why don't we run in circles? The fun has just begun. Hop on the southbound air train, you'll see me on the way. I'm spinning through a cornfield, catching rain on my tongue. To cry, let's pull our tails and make an ocean. We can help penguins fly. Hop on the southbound airplane, you'll see him fall below. He's gazing right upon you, catching the snow.
marbles at all folly. I wonder who's the joy. One flying through the ocean, one seated in the sky.
You are listening to KRFC 88.9 FM. This is Herman Gosch here playing in the studio for us. And I was going to ask you, about your songwriting. How did you get started writing songs, Nathan? What was it that that drove you to do that?
I always had an interest in it. I didn't think I was very successful, maybe a couple of songs for a lot of years, but I never really put down the guitar. And songs like Lake McConaughey and Granite Heart sort of started happening for me, and I got a lot more serious about it when I started playing open mics at the Mercury and had a venue for them, you know. And
yeah.
I seemed to have a little bit of success there, and, took a lot of encouragement from that.
Now, did you start really studying it seriously, or how did you start studying songwriting or improve your songwriting? Writing more songs?
I took one music class at CU Boulder, I think. That was music appreciation. And, my father and mother were always interested in taking us up to see the orchestra, so I always had an affinity for classical music and Mozart and stuff. But so I guess just studying, what I heard. And
what you heard.
We're pretty similar to Mozart, we think.
Yeah, I could see a little bit of... That's one of the things. I mean, everybody has this influence, or something way in their background that you wouldn't think, from listening to the music necessarily that you would find anything in there. But anybody else in the band have an influence they'd like to share that you would never think you'd have? Anybody like a Debbie Gibson fan or,
Yeah, the Holy Modal Ramblers.
Sure.
Richard Buckner.
I really like Prince.
And,
Prince? Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Big Prince fan here.
Illegal Goose Band.
Okay.
Me too.
The Holy Modal Rounders, kind of one of those definitive psychedelic folk bands from back, way back, playing forever. I don't know if they're still going.
Apparently they were actually the first band to use the word psychedelic on an album.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, there you go. A very interesting band nonetheless. So from New York, I think. Folk scene up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting how music has sort of, evolved and it comes back. Because, I could see certainly some influence there from that band and this band. It's interesting how those kind of cycles come back around.
Yeah, the circle is unbroken.
Yeah. Now, I call you Herman. Nathan. I'm going to start doing that. Do you do any other kinds of art also? Or did you just sort of found your niche with music?
What's that now?
Have you done any other kinds of art, visual art or
Like just a little bit of drawing and painting and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always interesting that, sometimes people have these other talents as well.
Eggplant Blurple over here is actually a really phenomenal, graphic artist.
Great artist.
Graphic artist?
Very graphic.
Graffiti
very
artist.
Cool. Okay. Very cool.
Special Olympics art.
There you go. All right. Well, Herman Gosch is here. Give out your website again, because you said you did. Do you know when your next official gig is?
Don't have anything.
You have nothing lined up at all. So you just.
But there will be plenty.
There will be plenty. You can check their website, Herman Gosch.
Yeah.
Gosch is spelled
G-A-U-C-H-E.
If you're a French major, of course, you would know that. But
that.
Maybe not for everybody out there. Not everybody speaks French. So.
Yeah.
But you can check them out there online. Do you have a MySpace or anything like that?
Yeah, / Ogallala.
Okay. So you'd never find it unless you heard it here.
Yeah.
Very cool. So are you using the MySpace thing a lot? I mean, some bands are doing that now, so.
I'm not a real good promoter at it, it's out there, and we're getting some hits on it.
That's good. Got your music samples up there as well.
Yeah,
sometimes it's easier
for songs,
to find that. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got you right here. We should
also some of Eggplant's art in the comments section.
Oh,
so.
That's right.
Great.
Hopefully Wesley Willis will hear it and
it's really positive about
I think
it.
Wesley passed away.
I think he did too.
I'm sorry.
He's looking at it from beyond the grave. He's visiting MySpace and checking out that art.
It's our sixth member.
Your sixth member. Your member in spirit.
Sure.
There you go. All right. Well, we got you here. We should have you play us out. We got about 12 minutes or so left. Okay. And after this, we've got The Long Acre with Cindy Reich and the afternoon mix, the Johnny Bravo Radio Experience. So, but for now, we got you guys in here. Herman Gosch.
Thanks a lot for having us, KRFC.
Yeah. Great. Let's hear another song.
This one's called Unexpected Company.
country. Stood there in my kitchen, said at every turn by apparition and television personalities, I began to feel the first pangs of hunger. And I wondered, what had I done that I should find myself at this most unwelcome juncture? So I called up my old man. He said, as is his custom, whereupon I proceeded to appraise him for the situation, asked him how he thought it might be remedied. This is what he said. 3, 4. Boy, you're lying. I think you're going to cry. You're telling us I lie when you say. And boy, you're never going to mount enough to stop all around. This is how I feel. I only do my best. It's all gone. So anyway, that's my best way of getting things on. I want to stay. Trying to not to go to hell. Just out of bed. Did you say you had a golf commentator? Right, dang do. Picture there. That's all I heard before. Knock the door so she can leave. And call me back about a minute next week. I have to see. But you don't involve the police.
All right, this is Herman Ghosh. We're getting down towards the end of the hour. Got about 8 minutes left. Got probably one final question for you. We can have you play us out to the end of the hour. But what's up in the future? What are you guys planning on doing coming up next couple months?
Keep gigging this summer. We're possibly go on tour this summer.
All right. Where are you thinking about going?
The van Nashville. Already. So
van's already.
Nashville, maybe up to Portland though, and down the west coast is kind of some new ideas we've got.
Sure. You know, see, hoping to pay for the gas on the way and just kind of. Traverse the country.
Yeah.
Any plans for another album?
Yeah, probably
up,
next year, I think, or maybe early next year. We'll probably get back in the studio. We're gonna be producing an album for Bob Wales also coming up. So
okay,
that'll be our next project.
So it sounds like you guys are gonna be keeping pretty busy. Anybody else have any other kind of side projects you're planning on developing or Anything like that?
Just the Sloppy Omelet Band.
Okay.
Then
I design hot dog underwear.
All right. Hot dog underwear. You can look for that.
They'll do that.
Yeah. It's perfect. Could be comfortable.
Frozen food section.
In the frozen food section of your grocery store coming up next. Well, Herman Ghost, let's see. Well, maybe we got time for one more. Maybe you can extend it out, do the extended Herman Ghost jam at the end a little bit. But thank you guys so much for coming down. And stay tuned for The Long Acre coming up next.
Thank you, Dennis.
Dreamed of.